Exercise 2, page 143. Speaker 1.
The thing is that I'd always known I would be following in Dad's footsteps and taking over the management of the shop. I knew I had to be able to read and write and do sums, but apart from that, I didn't see the point. I mean, why bother learning the names of every king and queen if it was going to be no use in my job? For me, school was a place to hang out with your mates and have a bit of fun. We really took pride in getting on the teacher's nerves by disrupting lessons. My parents would have liked me to have done better, though, and now I see that they were absolutely right. The thing is that I'd always known I would be following in Dad's footsteps and taking over the management of the shop. I knew I had to be able to read and write and do sums, but apart from that, I didn't see the point. I mean, why bother learning the names of every king and queen if it was going to be no use in my job? For me, school was a place to hang out with your mates and have a bit of fun. We really took pride in getting on the teacher's nerves by disrupting lessons. My parents would have liked me to have done better, though, and now I see that they were absolutely right.
Speaker 2.
Where I come from, most people didn't really value education. Everyone just wanted to get school over and done with and then go get a job to make some money. I came in for a lot of stick from other kids in my class. They'd shout names at me like Egghead and Brainbox, as if it was actually a terrible thing to be bright. But I didn't mind, because I wasn't about to end up working in the local factory. My parents were really supportive, too. I don't think they could have been prouder than the day I graduated from university. I was the only one at my school who went on to higher education. Where I come from, most people didn't really value education. Everyone just wanted to get school over and done with and then go get a job to make some money. I came in for a lot of stick from other kids in my class. They'd shout names at me like Egghead and Brainbox, as if it was actually a terrible thing to be bright. But I didn't mind, because I wasn't about to end up working in the local factory. My parents were really supportive, too. I don't think they could have been prouder than the day I graduated from university. I was the only one at my school who went on to higher education.
Speaker 3.
In many ways, I was very lucky. Not many people get the opportunity to attend a top-quality school. I got a very good classical education, and I can still read in ancient Greek and Latin, which is a rare thing these days. Going to such a famous public school was a real head start in my life. I wouldn't say that I didn't enjoy it, as there was a real sense of companionship between the boys and masters, and I still retain some of the friendships from my time there. Yet, it was awfully hard leaving my parents at such a young age. I only got to see them during the holidays, and I never really got used to it. In many ways, I was very lucky. Not many people get the opportunity to attend a top-quality school. I got a very good classical education, and I can still read in ancient Greek and Latin, which is a rare thing these days. Going to such a famous public school was a real head start in my life. I wouldn't say that I didn't enjoy it, as there was a real sense of companionship between the boys and masters, and I still retain some of the friendships from my time there. Yet, it was awfully hard leaving my parents at such a young age. I only got to see them during the holidays, and I never really got used to it.
Speaker 4.
Looking back, all I can say is that I wish I could do it all again. They were such carefree times. I've heard some people say how strict their teachers were at school, and that they had a really miserable time of it. For me, it was just the opposite. The teachers really cared about all the pupils and did their best to ensure that learning was an enjoyable process. We weren't always stuck in the classroom either. It was wonderful when we went on field trips collecting plants to study. The dedication of those teachers has definitely inspired a lifelong love of learning in me. Looking back, all I can say is that I wish I could do it all again. They were such carefree times. I've heard some people say how strict their teachers were at school, and that they had a really miserable time of it. For me, it was just the opposite. The teachers really cared about all the pupils and did their best to ensure that learning was an enjoyable process. We weren't always stuck in the classroom either. It was wonderful when we went on field trips collecting plants to study. The dedication of those teachers has definitely inspired a lifelong love of learning in me.
Speaker 5.
The school was pretty strict, I must say. There was no messing around in the classroom if you knew what was good for you. Everyone obeyed the rules because we had a lot of respect for the teachers. They didn't just want to get facts and figures inside our heads, they also wanted to turn us into well-mannered, responsible citizens. Today's generation might find that kind of discipline a bit harsh, but it was a good thing as far as I'm concerned. It really helped you to know where you were and what you were supposed to do. It actually gave me a sense of freedom in a funny kind of way. The school was pretty strict, I must say. There was no messing around in the classroom if you knew what was good for you. Everyone obeyed the rules because we had a lot of respect for the teachers. They didn't just want to get facts and figures inside our heads, they also wanted to turn us into well-mannered, responsible citizens. Today's generation might find that kind of discipline a bit harsh, but it was a good thing as far as I'm concerned. It really helped you to know where you were and what you were supposed to do. It actually gave me a sense of freedom in a funny kind of way.
Speaker 6.
I was having a discussion with some friends the other day about education. You know what it used to be like in my day compared with nowadays. One thing we all agreed on was that teachers were as unfairly paid back then as now. I can't say that I'd put up with children and their poor behaviour for the money teachers receive. There was one thing we did have a bit of a fight about, though. My friend Jan said that because teachers had to go to school for so long, they should get far higher salaries. Well, I don't know. I feel that teachers should have more experience in child psychology and child development. I honestly think it would make their jobs far easier. And of course, it would be much better for their pupils. I was having a discussion with some friends the other day about education. You know what it used to be like in my day compared with nowadays. One thing we all agreed on was that teachers were as unfairly paid back then as now. I can't say that I'd put up with children and their poor behaviour for the money teachers receive. There was one thing we did have a bit of a fight about, though. My friend Jan said that because teachers had to go to school for so long, they should get far higher salaries. Well, I don't know. I feel that teachers should have more experience in child psychology and child development. I honestly think it would make their jobs far easier. And of course, it would be much better for their pupils.